tell us about the business Dingle Global Education, when it was set up and what do you do?
Okay, the business was set up in 2021. It was born out of COVID, something that we kind of nearly forget these days that we actually went through. So it was born out of the fact that the position that I had for 15 years with a company was impacted by COVID. Basically, I lost my job. I was made redundant. But it therefore forced me to reassess, I suppose, what my goals were in life. And the goal I always had was to start my own business. And whilst I have a farm, it was a farm, I suppose, too small to make a good income out of in order to support myself and my family. So during COVID, when I lost my job, it gave me an opportunity to reassess, as I said. And I had always wanted to start my own company. And I did so with my wife, Lenka. And that company is Dingle Global Education. And it follows on, I suppose, what I was doing with my previous employer for the previous 15 years. And that is bringing American faculty and students to Dingle, which is where I'm based. So what I do is I work with faculty from American universities, and my wife and I work together to bring them to Dingle on a faculty-led program where they come and study here for a number of weeks, anything from 2 to 6 weeks. And we, Dingle Global Education, facilitate them in that we take an idea that they have, in that the potential that they have to come to Dingle on a study abroad program. We work with them to design the academic component of it, but also handle all the logistics of it. So from accommodation to transport to group activities, putting together classrooms, guest speakers, etc. We do a kind of a turnkey project for them. So they don't have to worry about anything else. We, as locals, are experts in this area, and we handle all the logistics for them and make it very easy for them to come over.
That's fantastic. Just before we, I suppose, speak specifically about the business as well, just in terms of having, you know, the business born out of COVID, do you think if it hadn't been for that, you may never have pursued your dream of having your own business?
I had an idea that I wanted to start my own business with Lenka for a number of years before I actually did it. And I suppose I was scared to do that because I had two young children at home and I was good terms and conditions with my previous employer. So it's difficult to make that decision to leave a well-paid job and to go into the unknown. And what COVID did was it forced my hand to a certain extent in that the decision was taken up from me. And so I therefore had to either sink or swim. So we were lucky in that I know a lot of people lost their jobs during COVID and things like that. But for us, it was a good thing in that it forced our hand, and we're now into the third year. And we were really so happy that we've had this opportunity to start our own business here in Dingle.
That's fantastic. I was going to ask you that. Obviously, it's a massive step and it is quite stressful, I can imagine, having your own business and taking that big leap, as you said. But it sounds like it's paid off because you seem like you're very happy in what you're doing now and that it's proving to be successful, Sean Paul.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time I'm happy. Sometimes I'm stressed, as you would with any job. But the reality, when you have your own company, you know, if you don't bring in the money, if you don't bring in the sales, there's nothing to fall back on. We're still a relatively young company. But we've been lucky. We had in the year one in 2022 when COVID went away, I suppose, and we were able to bring students here. We had two clients already in year one. So we were able to draw down a wage from year one. So that was very important for us, obviously, in order to be able to succeed, because a lot of companies don't even make it to the third year because cash flow, they're just not able to sustain the business, a slow period in their business. So we were lucky from year one that we were able to draw down a wage. So from that aspect, some of the nerves were gone. But sometimes I wake up and I say, God, you know, if we don't get new business or if we don't continue to do well, what will happen? So in the main, I'm very happy. And sometimes when I started this business with Lenka, you know, I'd be in the car sometimes driving. One does a lot of thinking in the cars, and I'd be smiling to myself and laughing to myself. I'm sure people thought I was crazy, but I was so happy that we had our own business. And I was wondering, this is so amazing. Why don't more people do it? But it can sometimes be very scary as well. But it's worked out for us, as you say.
That's great to hear. Fair play to you for taking the leap and for taking it on. But you mentioned as well, you know, that from year one that you had people coming, and it's grown kind of year on year since as well, which is great to see. So it's obviously worthwhile, and it's obviously something that people are interested in. So in terms of the business, you kind of take the inconvenience out of it for people, really, so that they can focus on their teaching rather than maybe the other logistical aspects of planning a trip to Dingle.
That's exactly it. You know, we take a potential, so a faculty in the States wants or has a need to come to Ireland or to Dingle, but they may not have the capacity, the skills to do it. The university may require an in-country partner to do all the logistics for them. So they often, faculty in the States, they're very good at what they teach, but they're not very good at other things. And like all of us, we all have our expertise in various areas. So for a lot of those faculties, travel and the logistics would not be their area of expertise. And that's where we come in. We come in and say to them, we will handle all the logistics. We'll help you with the academic component of it. All you have to do is come to Dingle and teach. And while you're here with us, you know, Lenk and I with Dingle Global Education, we look after every aspect, including student welfare while you're here. So you don't have to worry about anything like that. So you just concentrate on the teaching. And that's where we provide the value. That's the value that Dingle Global Education gives the faculty.
And how important is it, John Paul, in terms of bringing these people over to Dingle for the local economy as well?
Well, I mean, we're a relatively new company, but nearly 90% of our purchases, we'll say, to run the business is all spent locally. So that's it, whether the transportation, whether paying for guest speakers, bringing group activities into play. Most of our purchases, we'll say, are all spent in the local economy. So I think that as we grow bigger, that will only increase. So that's good for the local economy, and it's also good for us.
It certainly is. And I know as well that you've launched now Dingle Experience Trip. What is that?
Up to now, our clients are all universities. So it's part, the students come to Dingle as part of their academic courses. So we feel that there's a market for people who are not going to university, so visitors of all ages, to come to Dingle and be based here and to really relax for 7 nights and have for each Dingle Experience More trip that we will have, there will be a focus on it. So the first number of trips that we have planned for 2025 are all culture and heritage, which is really a catch-all. So the idea is that a visitor will come, and instead of running around or driving around from one tourist location to another, that they come to Dingle with us, book into Benner's Hotel, which is a lovely hotel, boutique hotel in the center of town, and then just relax for 1 week and really get to know an element or an aspect of Irish culture. And we will look after them and put on activities so that by day 6 or 7, they'll consider themselves locals in Dingle, and they'll really be able to have relaxed, learned a lot about Irish culture and Irish heritage, and to really go back to the States, you know, relaxed, full of energy. We often need a holiday after having a holiday because we've been rushing around so much. So this aspect is kind of like a slow holiday ethos, where you go to an area and really just relax, stay in that area and really get to know that area. And that's the Dingle Experience More ethos.
It sounds fabulous. And I suppose there's kind of a dual benefit there as well, because obviously you're from the area, you're immersed in it, you know, kind of maybe hidden gems or like a nice place even just to sit down and relax and take in the scenery, for example. So you're kind of getting more by taking part in an experience like this, as opposed to just going off and visiting, you know, the typical hotspots in Dingle, even though they're obviously equally as beautiful. But it's nice sometimes to get a slightly different experience when you go to an area.
Yeah, I mean, what the service that we give, and I mentioned it earlier on, the value that we give is that, you know, Lenk and I are from here and we know this area intimately. So the experience that the visitor, whether they're a student with a university or whether they're a visitor on the Dingle Experience More trip, is that we give them the knowledge, or they benefit from the knowledge that we have accumulated over the many years I've lived here all my life. Lenka moved here in 2007. We spend a lot of time. We spend every day with our visitors, and that's what we plan to do as well with our Dingle Experience trips. The Americans are our primary market, and the Americans want to come here and get the Ciad Mhíle Fáilte and hear the Irish accent and get the Irish humour, and that's what we hope to give. So they will get hidden jewels, I suppose, places that other people don't go, but what they will really get is an Irish welcome. And I think that might be lacking in some of the trips because they're bigger and it's not possible to give that personal touch. So it's that personal touch that Link and I would be using as one of our USPs, our unique selling points. And we love dealing with Americans. We work well with them. And I think giving them that little bit more, I think, is what they need and what they want.
And I know yourself and Linky, you're hoping to go to a number of conferences to try and promote the business and just to spread the word over the next year or so.
Yeah, I mean, we were lucky from the first year that we had, I used to do a few mixers or a sideline with other universities. And they became our first clients in 2022. And then it happened organically through word of mouth that we've increased the number of clients now to six universities that came here with us this year. But what we now need to do is we need to spread our wings, and really we know that we have a good product or a good service here. We have very good testimonials from our present clients. So we need to leverage that and go to them and go to the various conferences, study abroad conferences, and really tell them that we are here in Dingle, that Dingle is an amazing location to come to, and that Link and I will look after all the requirements and make it so much easier for you to come to Dingle. So that's what we need to get forward, because I realize that this is not something new that people have never heard before, but you can have an amazing product or you can have an amazing service and you might think it's the best, but if other people don't know about you, then you're not going to succeed.
Absolutely, that's very true. And just before we finish up, Sean Paul, if people are interested in finding out more about the Dingle experience, more trips, where can they find the information?
Okay, you can go on our website. The best thing is to go on our website, which is dge.ie, dingleglobaleducation.ie, will get you to us. So all our contact details are on that website.
That's brilliant. Sean Paul, it's been very interesting talking to you, and the very best of luck to yourself and Linka with the expansion of the business. It sounds like it'll be hugely successful.
Thank you very much.